Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
We're kicking the show off with some listener drama, and it's actually a dad who is emailing for his daughter. She has this dream to have a career in New York City, and she's going to do interviews, but her boyfriend said if she's going, she's coming back to an empty house because they live in California. So the question is, you're with a guy, you have a dream, you want to go out to New York City and pursue that dream. He lives in California, and he actually says to you, hey, if you do this, then you're coming back to an empty house. I mean, that is...
talk about dramatic, for one.
I understand if you want her to stay in California, but I think that might be a little harsh way of going about it.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. So the email reads, hey, Burt Show, longtime listener here. I'm emailing you in hopes that you and your listeners can help me answer my daughter's questions. She's been dating this guy for over 6 years. They live in San Francisco, and for their age, they're pretty successful. However, her dream has been to live and work in New York City since she was a teenager. She's asked him to move there and try it out for a year, and if they don't like it, they can move back. Finding a job is not an issue. He works remotely, but he refuses because he doesn't want to leave his friends and family behind, which I understand. The issue is that she has 4 job interviews scheduled for the first week of October and is set to fly out. But he told her that if she does interview, she will come home to an empty house, which we don't believe is fair. But I do understand that he's hurt that she was applying behind his back. Oh, she was applying behind his back.
Okay, that changes things a little bit.
The plot has started to thicken.
Absolutely.
She's afraid that if she does interview, no matter the outcome, she will come home to an empty house and lose him. And there's still a possibility she will not get the job. Would the women listening to the show go interview, or would you plant your roots in San Fran? I forgot to mention that all her friends have left, which I believe is what motivated her to apply, and we, her family, all live in Arizona. Thank you for your input, anonymous dad. Okay, so we got a little more detail here. And like, if roles were reversed and he went behind her back and applied and, you know, was going out to do these interviews, that I think we would have her back, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want the gender roles to skew our to skew our take.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, pizza rolls, not gender rolls.
Exactly. Hashtag yes, all pizza rolls. So, Abby, your boyfriend says this to you.
Yes. Honestly, the fact that she did it behind his back really doesn't change things for me. And it wouldn't change things for me for him, too. She's a grown adult. They don't have any kind of legal commitment to each other. And really, they could, both of them could walk at any point. I think he's being incredibly childish by saying that you're going to come home to an empty house. Like, have you seen the real estate market? Like, how
especially like how in San Francisco, the cost of living there is through the roof.
How stubborn do you have to be to go out and find a new apartment just because your girlfriend wanted to do some job interviews? I think the hard truth, and I said this yesterday, when you're in your 20s or when you haven't established your life yet, you have to not only find a partner that you're compatible with, but also find a partner that wants the same life as you. And they may just not want the same life, which is easier said than done to just say like, we'll break up. But I think she should go do the job interviews.
All right, so Mo, your girlfriend does this, sets up the job interviews behind your back. She wants to go apply in New York. And I mean, that is, you don't really get further across country.
Absolutely.
Than that. How would you react?
I would be hurt. I understand where he's coming from simply because I believe that in a relationship, we should be upfront with each other about anything that's life changing. That's a big deal. That's just not something small. And it would send a clear message to me that you are more concerned about yourself than us. And you don't care what I feel or believe, which is fine. That's okay. But it would tell me something. Now, if I'm him, I'm not giving her an ultimatum. I think that's where he went wrong. I think if you're that hurt to the point where she did something to where you're telling her if you do it, you would leave. You should just leave.
Yeah.
I don't think you should tell her like that. If you do this, it will happen. You just do it and you allow her to live her life because she clearly is more concerned about her than the us factor.
I think after 6 years, it's very hard to face this truth, but you're going behind his back to do things. And it's a dream you've had since you were a teenager, which tells you it's important to you. And then he, like Mo said, is offering ultimatums. I think that, you know, in your heart, the relationship has already started to degrade. Because if you are happy in a relationship, you don't do this kind of thing and go behind backs and you don't offer ultimatums. So I think you really have to look yourself in the mirror and say, what do I want out of my life? But not only that, look at yourself in 20 years and say, will I regret not going to New York? And if the answer is yes, you have your answer. I think sometimes we stay in relationships when we have what we see as a good partner, or we've been there a long time because it makes sense on paper. And people are always trying to make relationships work. Whereas Abby said, sometimes like your lives just don't align and he can be a great guy, just not a great guy for you. So I would go to New York. I would move. I would live the life that I want and find someone who can fit into it and who I fit into their life. And it doesn't mean you're a failure or that you hate your boyfriend. And it's sad. Some things come to an end. But if I were her, in retrospect, with the knowledge I have now at this age, that is what I would do.
But you got to be prepared. You go out there and interview and you don't get any of the jobs. You're still in San Francisco. You know, if he doesn't want to be with you, then now you're just going to have to forge your own way in San Francisco on your own.
Actually, I would just move to New York.
Without a job?
I mean, if you have some savings, obviously New York's expensive. But if you want to live in New York, you want to live in New York. There are plenty of jobs in New York. You may not get the one you want right out the gate. There's a way to make your living and then work your way into the job you want. So if you want that NYC life, move. It's so scary. But the one piece of advice I give to people younger than me is take the risk. Take the risk while you can, while you're untethered. Take the leap of faith because your life is going to be so much better for it. And if it doesn't, you have family in Arizona. Go stay with mom and dad.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Look, it happens all the time with parents that there's never going to be anybody good enough to date your kid. Never, 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 never. So maybe you start making things up in your head that are worse than they really are, just so you can kind of create some tension and break them up.
Yeah, I feel like for me, if I ever do choose to become a parent, this is going to be one of the hardest things for me is you have this picture you paint for your kid to where you feel like their life is going to end up in a certain way. But the problem is you're not holding the paintbrush. Your kids are. And sometimes that picture is going to look a little bit different. So my friend came to me with a question that I don't know why she came to me with this because I don't have the answers. But she's like, I feel like my parents like my sister's new boyfriend or dislike my sister's new boyfriend for just kind of stupid and petty reasons. So for a little backstory, my friend's sister is kind of like me. She's always been sort of chronically single. She had one really serious boyfriend in college and, you know, they thought they were going to get married, and then like kind of out of the blue, they broke up, and it was this whole thing with the family because the family really liked him, and it was like the breaking apart of this family that they thought that they were going to have. So, I mean, years are going by and she's still out in the dating world and not really finding the right person. And all of a sudden she's on the dating apps and she comes across this guy that she thinks is cute. He thinks she's cute and they start dating and it's going really well. So my friend is telling me about this and she's really excited for her sister because it's nice for her to be off the market after being in these streets for so long. And I'm like, show me a picture. Let me see what they look like. And I don't know if you guys are like this at all, but when a couple just kind of matches each other's energy in a photo, it's just really satisfying. Like when a couple looks good together, I'm like, yes, that's how it should be. Like they match each other's energy really well. I can totally see how these two would be attracted to each other. So because everyone kind of lives in the same city, this family, like the sister's friend and the parents, they hang out a lot. So the boyfriend got introduced to the family like somewhat early on. Like they went out to dinner like a couple of months into dating and the parents were like, okay, he's nice. It's cool. And then as things started to get more serious, the parents were like, oh, like you weren't joking about this guy. You're actually like really into him. And the sister is really frustrated because she feels like this is the one for her. Like this is the kind of relationship that's going to lead to marriage. But the family behind the scenes is kind of communicating with her. Like, I don't know. We don't really feel like he's right for you. He's kind of quiet. He doesn't really match he's not as outgoing as the rest of the family is. We just don't really feel like he fits in. And she, the girlfriend, is really frustrated by this because she's like, have you all not seen the struggle I've been through for the last couple of years? And I finally find someone that I really gel with. Like, why can't you guys just be happy for me and accept this guy just because he's not doing anything wrong? He's not out here cheating on me. He's not like another girl's photos on Instagram. He's a good dude. He's the kind of guy that I could set up a future with. Why can't you just get on board with this? And my friend, the sister of the girlfriend, is also really frustrated with this because the parents are not being super receptive despite the fact that they just don't like him. Like there's really no reason. They're just kind of like, he doesn't really fit in. And she doesn't know how to handle this. And I'm like, well, don't look at me. I've never dealt with this before. And she's wondering, how can she get the parents on board with accepting him even though he's not whatever they pictured for the girlfriend to be with, or he's not the right fit in their minds for her.
So this was an issue that I dealt with when I first started dating my now husband. One parent was not really super stoked about him and thought he was riding my coattails, so to speak, and taking advantage of me because that was just her perspective, which wasn't true. So I wasn't going to be able to convince her otherwise. So at one point, it's just like, this is a person I love and this is the person I'm going to be with. Either you accept it or you don't. And that was just, and that was the end of that. And because I had several conversations and I didn't take them poorly because it was coming from a place of love and of like genuine parental concern. And I get that. But I just ultimately like, this is my decision and I need you to honor it and I need you to respect it. Like you don't have to agree, but I need you to respect it.
Was this before they even met him?
No, it was after.
After.
Yeah, I mean, okay. This is like a couple years in.
All right.
So, time will tell. Mm-hmm. And so, and now here we are almost 20 years later and we have a beautiful life and a beautiful child and, you know, he's been accepted.
Takes a while, but yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's really not much you can do. I mean, I don't have kids, but I've had similar experiences in having to watch my sister's date. And most of the time, the guy that they choose, I would know as their older brother, that's not the guy. And I would feel like they could do better, but mm-hmm. I had to learn that's not about me. Those mm-hmm. experiences are not about me. Like, that's for them to go through and to deal with, and you kind of just have to support regardless.
Yeah, I think this is where parents make a mistake in a lot of different cases, is that you're interpreting what you think their happiness looks like mm-hmm. rather than just letting them be happy and figuring it out themselves. Time is going to take care of this whole thing.
I know. It's hard to see your kid choose a life that you wouldn't choose, but oh my God, take it from me. These streets is cold. Like, let him be happy. Dang it.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Every industry has a dark side. And if you are into sports, you know soccer and soccer matches. There is a very dark side of soccer that Kristen explores now.
The dark side of soccer.
Soccer's been all around us the last month.
It has been. There's been the Copa thing and the Euro thing and all the soccer things.
All okay? The little soccer tournaments around the world.
So I did a deep dive into soccer scandals and the dark side of soccer. Tons of bribed refs, of drugs, tons of affairs.
A lot of darkness.
But I picked some of the best, okay?
The governing body of soccer itself has been busted for a lot of shady
things. Leaving FIFA out of it. Okay. There was so much to choose from. All right, so these stories come from Sportskeeda and also Bleacher Report, okay? So we're going to kick it off with either Stephen or Stefan Ireland, who killed his own grandmother in order to avoid playing for his country so he could visit his girlfriend instead.
Damn, what?
Okay, so killed in quotations. So when the so-called, quote-unquote, death was revealed, the Man City midfielder had to resurrect his maternal grandmother fast and apologize. So Ireland admitted he made up the reason. So he lied and said his grandmother died to be excused from the Republic of Ireland's 1-0 defeat in the Czech Republic in order to visit his lonely girlfriend in Cork.
Damn.
He even asked the club manager, Sven Goran Eriksson, to leave him out of a club fixture because he was still grieving and had to help with funeral arrangements. Eriksson later described him as stupid.
Oh my God. Wow. And his country lost that game? Is that what you said?
It said Republic of Ireland's 1-0 defeat in the Czech Republic.
Wow. Okay.
So next, this is probably one of the biggest stories that I didn't remember or don't recall, but back in 2008, Brazilian World Cup winning striker Ronaldo found himself in hot water over a scandal involving prostitutes. While recovering in his homeland after surgery, the then AC Milan player was caught up in a sex scandal with not one, not two, but three prostitutes. After booking into a motel with them, Ronaldo said he discovered that the hookers were actually men. He alleged theft and extortion of $30,000. While one of the prostitutes counterclaimed that Ronaldo threatened him and used drugs, which the striker denied. A police chief said, Ronaldo said he just wanted to amuse himself. That is not a crime.
That's amusement. Okay, yeah, everybody's got different definitions of amusement and art.
Yeah, the hat trick.
I like his excuse, though. Those weren't prostitutes. Those were men.
Okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. So now imagine, there were tons of affairs to choose from, but imagine having an affair with your fellow teammate's spouse. So Manchester City defender Wayne Bridge, devastated to learn that his fellow teammate John Terry was involved in an affair with his wife, Vanessa. They had played together for both Chelsea and England. In the past, they were considered to be good friends before this incident. So it's no surprise that Bridge reacted in this manner and even refused to play for England if he was to play alongside Terry.
You think?
Yeah, it'd be done.
Yeah, that will mess up team chemistry, I would think.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In the games against Chelsea that he's taken part of since, details of the affair emerged. He has refused to shake hands with Terry. Mm-hmm. So I think that's completely understandable. All right, moving on to your next one. Oh, no, we're going to save. Well, no, we'll go ahead and get the murder out of the way. All right.
Okay.
Sorry. Let's go straight for homicide. I was like, I didn't want to end on murder, so we'll go ahead and do. So Colombian defender Andres Escobar was murdered just after the team was eliminated from the World Cup due to his own goal. And it's widely believed that is the reason why he was killed. So it could be, they said, some drug traffickers who lost money betting on the team that they targeted him. So
there's a great special on ESPN, 30 for 30, called The Two Escobars, that ties in Pablo Escobar to this guy also. Yeah, it's great watch.
Really good.
Yeah.
All right. So then we have the Chicken Gate incident, and it was all about tainted meat. So before the Gold Cup in 2011, five Mexican players were found guilty when they were tested for drugs and were subsequently banned from the competitions. So they were trying to say that they ate tainted meat. This is why they're calling it the Chicken Gate incident, which is the reason why they tested positive for drugs. They didn't take drugs.
Ah, tainted meat.
They just ate tainted meat.
Okay. Clear.
It was a major embarrassment for the country, but they were actually able to overcome the losses of the suspended players and won the Gold Cup.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a great name for a band also, just for the record.
Tainted meat.
It's not a bad one.
All right, so now we're going to end with a porn star called Butt. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so Moscow's Wagner Love was involved in some controversy after a video of him being intimate with Brazilian porn star Pamela Butt emerged on the internet. Believe it or not, he was not the one who was most upset. Porn star Pamela Butt was the most enraged person because she says, "I get paid to do this. It shouldn't be given out for free." And she didn't get to see the pity.
Oh, damn.
She knew her worth.
Yeah.
Miss Butt.
That's the story of tainted meat. Right there.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie, jobs you never knew existed.
So I was having dinner with my friend Casey, and she was telling me how she used to work like at an agency in LA. And one day they were working with I think it was a movie studio or production house. And she saw this guy and she chatted with him, and he had the coolest job of all time. And it was his entire job all day was to sit and listen to music on Spotify.
What?
Or whatever.
That's it?
Whatever platform. Because he was choosing music for the movie soundtracks.
Oh.
And so he just got to listen to songs all day long, mark ones that he thought would be good, and move along. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You just get to do what I would do anyway for free?
And how do you, how do you become the chosen one to do this?
How does one obtain this job? I don't know, but it got me interested because another time I was watching a movie and in the credits, they had a horror consultant listed in the movie credits. So they had someone's full job is to advise movies and TV shows on how to execute horror properly. And I'm like, what other random jobs are out there that I don't know about that could have been my dream job? So if y'all had to have like one made up job, that would be the absolute perfect job, what would it be?
So growing up, I used to really love the Travel Channel. I was obsessed with Samantha Brown. Do you know who Samantha Brown is?
Yes.
I was a Samantha Brown enthusiast as an 8-year-old.
You're such a dork.
If you don't know who Samantha Brown is, Samantha Brown was like this woman in her early 40s who got to travel the world for free. So she went to like all these different countries and did travel shows. And I always thought that was the coolest job. So when I was in college, that was like my dream gig. I was like, if I could travel the world and be the next Samantha Brown, that would be sick. So maybe something like that, but maybe to make it more niche, maybe I choose like really interesting Airbnbs and then I become like a cool Airbnb consultant and I tell you who has nice clean Airbnbs with no weird cameras and comfortable beds.
So you go that route. And I mean, that would be amazing. And I know I remember Samantha Brown and I know exactly what you're talking about, especially from the Travel Channel. I just want puppies to nap in my lap.
Oh, that's cute. Well, like, because, you know, sometimes you want a puppy and it's like all like, rah! But I just want to be like a professional nap lap for puppies.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, the nap lap.
The nap lap.
Yes.
The nap. Professional napper. Yeah,
and then I get to smell their little puppy breath, and then they would just curl up and they would just take little naps in my lap, and aww, I'd be like a professional nap lap.
You don't think your son will have a problem with that?
He'll learn to share.
There are a couple on this list that might be up your alley then, because okay, one of them is an ostrich babysitter.
Shut up.
You babysit baby ostriches to make sure that they don't peck at each other, and that's your whole job. That's
actually, that sounds like my nightmare job. Like birds pecking at my face or birds pecking at each other. Niche fear.
Yeah, not much save of a Hitchcock that fan, huh?
Please.
No.
Abby doesn't want anything pecking at her face. Keep your pecker away from me.
Professional sleeper is one of them.
Okay.
They try beds in hotels.
Oh.
Full-time Netflix watcher.
Oh,
their job is to watch Netflix full-time and advise on different categories. Professional mermaid is legitimately one. You could also be a legal bank robber. Like, banks will hire these people to make sure their vaults are impenetrable. A professional mourner. People will literally hire professional mourners for family members' funerals to make their family member look better than they were.
You're lying.
I'm not. That's alongside professional bridesmaid, which is legit, uh-huh, and professional boyfriend. Like, if you needed to bring a guy home to your parents to impress them, you can hire a professional boyfriend.
That is called an escort.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It is 100% an escort.
Professional apologizer, which I feel like all women already are.
Yeah.
Professional snuggler. You can hire people to snuggle you by the hour.
And it's
people
also in the escort category, I think.
Professional paper towel sniffer to make sure they smell good. But these two last ones are my favorite. Iceberg mover. They literally track icebergs and will come in and move them out of the way of the ships. And zombie. You could be a professional zombie.
The Titanic is like, where was this 70 years ago?
I think that's why the career became.
So are hairy armpits really that big of an offense that you would break up with somebody over them? That's the issue Kate is dealing with right now. Hey, Kate, thanks so much for joining the Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, all right. So detail what's going on with this new guy you're dating and the fact that he is very much against your hairy armpits.
So I'm dating the most amazing man. He checks every single one of my boxes.
I bet he does.
We've been dating for a couple of months. And honestly, we really hit it off. But there is just like one thing about me he absolutely cannot stand. And I don't know if I'm willing to change it for me. I'm just not sure.
All right. And what is that thing?
So, you know, I'm a natural girly, right? I'm really all about the natural products. I try to only use natural products. I'm all about being organic. And I embraced the vegan lifestyle like a couple of years ago. And, you know, my guy is really cool with all that. But he is not cool with my armpits and the fact that there's hair under there. Like, how old are we? You know, mm-hmm, it's summer and it's blazing hot. So, of course, you know, I've been wearing some tank tops and we've hit the pool once, a couple of times. And obviously, like I said, I have armpit hair and I'm not trying to hide it. And I'm also not trying to show it off at the same time. It's just, it is what it is. So the other night he flat out told me, like, listen, I really, really like you, but this whole armpit hair thing is really throwing me. I'm not sure if I can get past it. Would you be willing to shave? First of all, even though I was really, really, like, pissed, upset, I suppressed my anger and I told him, you know, I'd think about it. Like, I'm mature. I can put it aside. But the more I thought about it, you know, I'm like, upset. For me, choosing to grow out my underarm hair is a small way of reclaiming my body. And in the face of misogynistic beauty standards, I do it for me. The moment I realized I was shaving my armpits for men was the moment I stopped. So why would I let this guy choose that, you know? He doesn't seem to have an issue with my bush, but it's both. All of a sudden, an issue like my arm.
Okay.
Good morning.
You know, make it make sense.
TMI.
Make it make sense, Mo.
All that hair.
Well, I think I've learned in listening to people that my take on relationships and sacrificing for relationships are a little different. I'm usually more so willing to do things for my partner because I just feel like that's a part of being in a relationship. And not everything, obviously. Some things is like I got to put my foot down. But other things, this wouldn't really be a big deal for me, to be honest. Like, would I be attracted to it? Probably not. I would probably want the same thing that he does. But it's something that I would have gone into understanding. But for me, it just feels like if you really like him that much, if he checks all of the boxes, I don't see the big deal in you shaving it just to satisfy him.
I think that we have to remember that people are kind of taught growing up that armpit hair is gross. And so I don't really blame your dude so much because this is a lesson he's learned since he was a child. And I appreciate his communication with you, honestly. Like, he could have just said nothing. He could have been petulant about it. And he's openly communicating with you. At the same time, I have your back about not shaving for misogynistic beauty standards. You should do it for yourself. And that's important to you. So now you're at this crossroads where it's really important to you and it's important to him and he's communicating. If this is a hill that you're willing to die on and he can't get down with it, then it's not the right relationship for you. Mm. However, if you were to shave, I would say change your perspective a little bit. You're not shaving your armpits for men. You're shaving your armpits for a specific person who you like a lot, who has expressed a thing, right? I don't know if I can get past this. If you're willing to say, well, that's an easy little change that I can make to smooth the way, and that will be my way of compromising with you, then go for it. But if he continues to ask you to change yourself, that's where you draw the line. So it's whether or not you want to dip the pool in, your toe in that pool, and if you feel like you're sacrificing your values.
I also would put it like this. If he had a beard and you hated beards, like that just wasn't your thing, it irritated you have sensitive skin, it irritated your skin every time you kissed or made out or whatever. If you asked him to shave his beard, do you think he would do it?
I do. And at the same time, I also want to say he also has hair under his armpits.
Ooh. So be like, I'll shave mine if you shave yours.
That's different. If I had a mustache and he really wanted, it was brushing up against his lips. It was making him feel uncomfortable. That I can understand. But, I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, I think the difference between the beard argument and the underarm hair argument is this clearly is a representation of your values. And I would hate for you to shave and feel like you're getting like you're somehow compromising a part of yourself that's deeper than just armpit hair. But I'm with Cassie where I'm also kind of like, take a step back and realize like you don't have to compromise your entire being just because you want to lean more towards a preference for somebody that you really care about. So I think if it's going to make you feel like you're compromising yourself, don't do it. But also take a step back and realize like this could just be something you do for somebody that you really like. Cause trust me, girl, it's tough out here in the streets. Just what's going to be harder, finding another man or just shaving the pits?
Thanks. No, I don't know.
This is The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You guys ever been so stressed out that the crazy starts leaking out of you in in the most uncomfortable of situations?
Hi, have you met me every day?
Quite often.
Like, when's the last time you guys just had, like, I don't want to say an inappropriate, just an emotional public meltdown that if people didn't know what was going on in your life, they're like, that woman's kind of crazy. But it only happened because you were all stressed out.
This is really, really weird that you're asking this, because it literally happened like a week ago.
What happened?
Well, and thank God it was dark and I had a washcloth over my eyes so people couldn't tell. But it was at the end of yoga. So I'm in a full-on hot yoga class and I'm laying there. And I don't want to go into where my mind went or what my mind did. But all of a sudden, as I'm sitting in Shavasana at Yonder Yoga, I'm just like...
You start crying.
Oh my gosh. I mean, and I could just feel, instead of feeling the tears like roll down my face, I could just feel them like seeping into the washcloth. And then my face was like hella red because I am like the ugliest crier known to man, and my face gets beat red. But it just looked like I had, like, you know, done hot yoga. So
right.
It was easy to hide when I left. But oh, I mean, straight up, the class was packed. And I'm just over there in the corner, just Abby, sobbing away.
I won't ask you if you've ever had one of these. When is the last time you had one of these?
Probably yesterday. I don't know. I had like a weird experience yesterday at Whole Foods where this woman would not leave me alone at the self-checkout counter. And I was just so exhausted from the whole weekend. I was sleep deprived. And at one point, I was trying to scan some cookies to put in my bag to binge eat later. And she came over and she's like, the cookies didn't scan. And I'm pointing at the screen. I'm like, the cookies did scan. And she made me scan them twice. And then I had to pay for them twice. And I just look at her.
Yes. Did she take it off?
No.
You paid for two cookies?
Yes.
You see
why I got upset? And I just look at her. And I'm just like, can you please leave me alone?
Look, when you're all stressed out, man, it's just the littlest thing. And it could come out of nowhere where you have like this cathartic emotional reaction and strangers around you could be like, what is going on? And I had one of these Saturday morning in a cycling class, right? Now, I don't want to get her in trouble because it was really funny and she was really real and nobody was offended. But it was playing out like a freaking Saturday Night Live skit, you guys. So I'm in this cycling class and, you know, the EDM music is pumping and they are getting you ready to pump you up and bring you up and down into your zones and stuff like that. And it starts off very regularly. She's in front of the class. Woman looks like she's in her mid-30s. Good shape. So she starts off the class like most of these cycling classes do, like making sure that we all have gratitude, that we're healthy and we can even be in a class like this, right? And she's starting to give us instructions on what's going on. That's like in the first couple of minutes of the cycling class, the warm up, right? Then we're in about 12 minutes into the cycling class, and this is where the Saturday Night Live skit starts to play out. She says, she's starting to huff and puff a little bit, but she's in better shape than everybody else. You know what I love? When my husband calls me from his vacation and tells me he's tired and I've got two toddlers and an infant at home. And she starts, now it starts coming out. Okay. So I saw a couple of people kind of look at each other like, what is happening here, right?
Because it came out of nowhere?
Out of absolute nowhere, right? She's just trying to like make conversation with everybody that's in the class.
No, it sounds like she's trying to vent.
She's trying to vent now. And it starts to get better because now she's on a roll and I guess the emotional wall now is down.
Oh, it broke. The dam broke.
So she's like, and I'll tell you what else I love. When my mother-in-law comes in to help out and she's no help at all.
This is amazing.
I love this for her.
It was so great. And she starts venting about her mother-in-law in the middle of this class while she's instructing the class. She even called her mother-in-law the B word while she was on her bike.
Wow.
She's like, you know what I love is like my mother-in-law telling me that everything that I'm doing right is wrong because she's done it before and she's done it the right way. And then she just keeps on pedaling.
This would motivate me to go back to that cycling class.
Yes! She was fantastic. It felt like the most real cycling class. And if you're in there and they're an hour long, it could really bog down. But man, that passed quick.
This is a mother that had hit her tipping point.
Yes.
The moment her husband called from a vacation and said he was tired, when she is at home watching after two toddlers. That was her tipping point. And then once she started talking about in class, you just got the verbal vomit,
just
baby.
Just came out, man. And the fact that her mother-in-law is there. You know, how many calls have we taken about this over the course of the last couple of years when mother-in-law comes in and just volunteers that you're not doing a great job because she raised a great kid and this is the way you're supposed to do it? And she's detailing all of this stuff as she's instructing the class. It was beautiful.
I thought when you said the mother-in-law is there, like she was actually in the class.
No.
That would have been way better.
No. She was at home taking care of the kids, and my guess is if the cycling instructor had the opportunity, she would have taught for six straight hours. She did not want to go back, man.
It's the Burt Show.
This dude, according to Ellie here, never treated her well when they were together. Now dude's circling back because he needs some money. Should she pay him or not? Hey, Ellie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Brett. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, tell us about this dude and why you're even a little bit conflicted on giving him some cash back.
So, man, it's a long story, but I'll try to condense it. So basically, I was in this relationship for 2 years with this guy, and he's an immigrant. And one day he showed me all this cash he had sitting around. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, let me help you. He doesn't have Social Security. And I was like, let me invest this money for you. And then I was like, I'll keep it separate. Like, cause I, you know, at the time I was thinking he's a good guy. And I was like, you know, whatever happens between us, like, as long as he always does right by me, I always do right by him, even if we're not together, like, whatever, this money is separate. I always respect him. And so I invested about $40,000 for this guy. And then 2 years later, I found out basically the whole time he's lying, cheating, all this stuff after, you know, it was a pretty typical toxic relationship after telling him over and over again, like, tell me the truth, whatever, blah, blah, blah. All I want is the truth. Even if, like, I get it, people mess up, nobody's perfect, I'll understand. And he lied to the very end until I had to talk to somebody else about kind of what he was doing. And then she told me everything and I told her everything. Anyway, I talked to another girl. We were somehow both like the main girl and the side girl and at different times. And it was just full of lies. And I just never felt more honestly betrayed and sure, all that stuff. So now I have all this money and I haven't blocked on everything. And I mean, the reality is I financially don't need the money. I'm very lucky and blessed in life, so it won't really make a difference in my life. But after talking to my friend, this all happened a couple of weeks ago. After talking to my friends, everyone's saying, keep the money, keep the money. He doesn't deserve the money. Like, this is the consequences of what he did, blah, blah, blah. I just don't know what to do.
Well, if you're calling us, I think you do. I think your conscience is getting to you here. Okay, so just to break this down, he's an immigrant, doesn't have the means to go ahead and save and invest his own money. So you have an understanding in this field. You invest $50,000 for him. You guys are in a romantic relationship, but he's a real D-bag. You don't know it behind the scenes for a couple of years. You finally find out. You break up. You move on your way, and you still have his investment money and the profits that he made from your investment. Also, you can give that money back, but you're like, okay, is this the penalty for him being such a D-bag for 2 years? Do I keep this money? Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Do we just want to go around? Do we just want to go around the horn?
Who was it?
I'm curious, Ellie, after you made the investment after 2 years, how much money are we talking here?
Actually, it's depreciated since the original investment. So it's probably around maybe $35,000
now. Okay, $35,000 that he gave you in good faith that you invested under your name to help him out because of his immigrant status. Ellie, you got to give the money back.
You know that, Ellie. You wouldn't be on the phone with us if you didn't know that.
I mean, I applaud your girlfriends for trying to convince you to keep said money. Because if I was your girlfriend, I might be doing the same thing. No, it's, I feel, I think you would feel icky forever knowing you kept that money. I get that he's a D-bag and that, you know, in ways he doesn't deserve it. But I think to clear your conscience and to be the better person and to be better than him is just to give his money back.
What you got, Ma?
For me, I get it. I understand the feeling of feeling like all he cares about is the money and with all that he's done to you and feeling like this is your opportunity to get him back. But if I were in his position, I would feel like if I needed the money, I might consider listening to your friends. but if I'm already blessed and I know that and I'm in a good position, my conscience wouldn't be able to allow me to deal with keeping the money. So in a situation like that, I would just be accountable for the fact that I chose to deal with him and that's my consequence. And now you get to be free and you free yourself by giving him that money back.
Ellie, here's my question for you. If you had to put a price on his shady behavior, how much would you say that was worth?
Oh, man, you can't put a price on time.
That is true. That's true. Well, it sounded like $35,000. So I'm gonna give my good person answer real quick before I dive in. The right thing to do is to give the money back. But I will say, you could technically, emotional damages are worth something in court.
They are.
You could tell them that, and you could just take some money. But I'm going to say, as a good person, you should probably give it all back.
It depreciated to about $25?
It's a lot of hurt. All right, Ellie, I'm going to let you choose your own adventure, okay? I'll just say this, that in my lifetime, the only regrets I ever have in my life are when I betrayed my own integrity. That's the only time where I haven't been able to look at myself in the mirror and go, dude, you knew what the right thing to do. That wasn't cool, man. And it kind of affects your self-esteem in the long run. Second thing is, if you weren't going to go that route, $35,000 to Burt's Peak Adventure would be amazing.
Disappointed in myself as chairwoman of the board that I didn't think of that.
How dare you? Look, Ellie, you're a good person or you wouldn't even be struggling with this right now. I think, you know what? Take the, not even the loss on it, just get him out of your life and do it cleanly. Pay him off, be done with it and move on with your life. And don't be tied to him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that is probably the right thing.
Okay. Probably. Not it's the right thing.
That advice just cost you $35,000. All right, Ellie, good luck and check back with us and let us know what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.
Like, I never should have reached out to them.
Nope.
Should have just listened to my friend.
She already knew. When she reached out, she already knew what it was. Yeah. She's too good a person to be able to do that.
It's the Burt Show.